Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome to the show. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. The war machine is here, coming to you from the house the Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada, and broadcast all over these United States by USA Radio Network. So, lots of things to tell you about. I'll have lots to say about last night's State of the Union, or State of the Disunion, or the gaslight State of the Union, as that speech really was, lie after lie after lie, but lots of things to tell you about. First of all, an honest mistake. A new video is making the rounds online after Joe Biden's face was perfectly timed on the screen as an Action News TV correspondent reported on a 71-year-old man who inappropriately touched a 12-year-old girl at a Walmart. I don't even know where this is. WTAE Channel 4 news team accidentally showed Joe Biden's face. I'm looking at his smiling face while reporting on a child predator. And they immediately switched the camera to another anchor who looked totally shocked and baffled. Pittsburgh, yes, a viral clip showed a poorly timed graphic of President Joe Biden appearing at the same time a Pittsburgh area news anchor began reporting about an elderly man accused of inappropriately touching a 12-year-old girl on WTAE Channel 4 News. That is hilarious. Finally, the media tells the truth the first time in years. I love it. As far as the State of the Union last night, I'll get to my criticisms of Joe Biden, which are pretty easy to give you in a little while. But I do want to mention that Democrat Senator Joe Manchin sat on the Republican side during Biden's State of the Union. Now, no one quite knows what that means, but I've never seen a Democrat sit on the Republican side before. He must be planning to move over to the GOP. He opted to sit with Republican members. The West Virginia senator sat between GOP Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker and Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney, directly behind Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, all Republicans. Manchin remained seated and refrained from clapping as others applauded the president for his Build Back Better bill and his expanded child tax credit. And so, just interesting. Later, he was seen on the phone, did not stand as people applauded Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Does this mean that Manchin is switching to the Republican Party? I don't know. I don't know what it means, but I think it's important to mention it. Something could be brewing, something big. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, a firebrand from Georgia, my kind of firebrand. Yeah, she's a little strange, and sometimes she says strange things, sometimes she does strange things, but I'll take her over any of these Democrats any day, any time, and over any of these rhino Republicans. At least she fights hard. She hits Biden after the address and calls him incompetent, feckless, and dementia-ridden. See, that's my kind of gal. There you go. Self-described conservative firebrand, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene ripped Joe Biden and his State of the Union, calling him out of touch with regular people, reeling from inflation and poor leadership. Quoting the mother of one of 13 American service members killed in the withdrawal from Afghanistan, she called Biden a dementia-ridden piece of crap who's been compromised on the world stage by revealing secrets on his son Hunter's laptop. She said, for 4 years, our country had a real leader that led America and the entire world to peace through strength. Now we have a mentally incompetent, feckless, dementia-ridden piece of crap. to quote Kathy McCullum, who is still grieving the loss of her heroic son, Riley McCullum, one of 13 soldiers killed, American soldiers killed, in our chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. She added, the President of the United States is totally compromised because every world leader has the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop and much more to blackmail him, so it's no wonder America's weak. We do not have a president that can defend our country. We have a president that puts America last because he is literally serving China, Russia, and the rest of the world. That's great. That's great. I love it. I absolutely love it. Thank you. God bless Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. So for all the rhinos out there that hate Marjorie Taylor Greene and cringe, think she embarrasses them, there's truth. There's someone who knows how to fight back. And speaking of fighting back, the convoy of truckers should get to Washington, D.C. this weekend. And we'll see how big it becomes. I just don't know, but I know in Canada it was incredible. And 57,000 trucks or so was the number I've heard. 57,000. And the organizer, one of the two organizers, was Tamara Lick, L-I-C-H, or maybe it's pronounced Litch, I don't know. But she appeared in court shackled today. This is just like January 6th. Okay, you've got murderers, you've got muggers, you got robbers, you got drunk drivers who kill people, you have rapists, you have gangbangers, you know, people who rape 20 guys at once, all kinds of horrible people in the world. Someone who organizes a protest and is a patriot is in court 2 weeks later, still, never let out, no bail, shackled. Shackled. And it's just absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Freedom Convoy organizer Tamara Lich, I'll say Lich, shackled in court. What a disgrace. I like to say how disgraceful our country is under Joe Biden, but what a disgrace Canada is under Justin Trudeau. How disgusting. And then you have Donald Trump today. He said our country is going to hell. He ripped Joe Biden over his poor approval ratings. Recent ABC News Washington Post poll showed only 37% of adults in the USA approve of the way Biden is handling his job. And you know ABC always, and the Washington Post always, oversamples Democrats. So the real number's in the 20s. Citing the rising crime in Democrat-run cities, Trump said he didn't believe that many people approved of the president's job in office. He argued the United States is going to hell under Biden. First of all, I don't believe 37%. See, I don't either. Him and I think exactly alike. Because if you believe he got 37%, that means 37% of the people in this country approve of the job he's doing. Are you kidding me? How can you do that where the country is going to hell? Our country is going to hell. We have the highest crime in all these Democrat-run cities. The crime is through the roof. We don't talk about that. The border's open. We have criminals pouring in. They're dumping their jails from every other country in the world, from over 100 countries. They say are dumping their prisoners into the United States, and they're just walking in, totally. Just nobody's even checking them, talking to them. We don't even know where the hell they came from. And these are some really bad people, including terrorists, by the way. We'll be paying for that for a long time, that open border. This is Trump talking. And we had the strongest, tightest border in history of our country a year ago. It's a very, very terrible what's happened. So you tell me it's 37%, Maria. I don't believe it. I don't believe 37% of the people would vote for him. No, I don't believe so either. But a little bit of good news today. Senate Republicans strike down Biden's health care worker vaccine mandate, 49-44. Six Democrats did not show up to vote. I'm willing to bet you that at least five of those six, or all six, are probably up for re-election and did not want to be seen voting for any vaccine mandate. Six Democrat senators missed the vote today. The effort, of course, will die in the Democrat-controlled House. And Jen Psaki, the spokesman for the White House, already said Biden will use his veto power. But at least we're on record. Senate Republicans voted to strike down President Biden's vaccine mandate targeting health care workers in a rebuke of the administration. Senators voted 49-44, approving the GOP effort to nix the rule, a vote they were able to force on the Congressional Review Act. No Democrat senators voted with the Republicans. None. But GOP senators were able to get it through the Senate because of six Democrat senators missing the vote. And this is all about the mandate for health care workers at providers that participate in Medicare and Medicaid. You talk about fighting. Again, fighting and winning. Ron DeSantis, love the guy. Just love the guy. Ron DeSantis is the best. So Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today delivered remarks at the University of South Florida. And he told all the students behind him, take off your masks. You don't need to wear those masks. I mean, please take them off. honestly, it's not doing anything, and we've got to stop with this COVID theater. So if you want to wear it, fine, but this is ridiculous. A few students listened to DeSantis and took off their masks. I have the same, you know, me and DeSantis, me and Trump think exactly alike. I know what liberals would say. We're just three white men. Three privileged white men. Yeah, I'm real privileged. SOB, son of a butcher. My father wore a white butcher gown with red blood stains on it and went into a freezing meat locker 50 times a day and stood there and cut meat for a living and hated every second of it. Yeah, I'm really privileged. But yeah, the three white guys do think alike, the three white Republicans, Trump, DeSantis, and Wayne Root, except there's a little problem with that theory. Wayne Root lived in a majority black town, went to an all-black middle school, went to a 90% black high school. So you can't make it like I'm just some white guy. It's not true. Matter of fact, based on my upbringing, I'm kind of as much black as I am white. Spent all my time around black people, every second of my life. So stop this nonsense. It has nothing to do with race. We're three smart men that think alike. Every time I see a person, every time I walk in a store and I see 10 people and 5 have masks and 5 don't, I look at the 5 who have them and I'm like, what is the matter with you? Why do you have those diapers on your face? Those filthy diapers. Do you want poo-poo on your face? It's disgusting. Doesn't anybody want to see anyone's face anymore? Do you realize how many studies are out that children, because of masks, are way behind in learning and speaking and putting words together and recognizing faces and personality? They don't even see faces anymore. It's embarrassing. It's a joke. It's a boondoggle. It's disgusting. It's a fraud. Get your damn diapers off your face unless you want to gargle with poop. You people just don't get it, man. They're filthy, just like diapers, just like a toilet seat cover, just like your cell phone over your mouth. Disgusting.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
You know, I've told y'all how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square. You will see my pillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away
NWA veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Covet does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Are you looking for something different?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anybody know that name? Katie Meyer. Beautiful girl. Beautiful girl. Stanford women's soccer captain. Dies suddenly at age 22. Found her dead in her dorm room. Born in the year 2000, dead 2022. The goalkeeper and captain of the Stanford women's soccer team has died suddenly. There's that term I keep telling you is happening across America. Died suddenly. Stanford, not quite Ivy League per se, that word Ivy League, but they are Ivy League. They're probably in the top three elite universities in America and the world. You know, it's probably, in anyone's mind, it's Harvard, MIT, and Stanford as the three best colleges in the entire United States of America. And then right behind them come all the other Ivy Leagues. My college, Columbia, and University of Penn, and Princeton, and Yale. Dartmouth, all the great Ivy League, Stanford probably the third best university in the United States and one of the top five in the world. So you know it's filled with liberal communist traitors, and you know every single student and athlete had to take the vaccine. Katie Meyer dead at the age of 22 years old, Stanford women's soccer captain. And you know something smells bad. But again, I don't know. I'm not privy to any inside info. I can't tell you for sure why she died. Maybe they'll never tell us why she died. They'll say she had a weak heart or a heart murmur. No one detected and she died in her sleep of a heart attack. You'll hear something like that. They'll never say she's vaccinated, and vaccinated young people die of heart attacks all the time. So sad. When did you ever hear about a soccer player and team captain dying at the age of 22? Never. And yet all over Europe, there's been like 100 athletes who've either dropped dead or had massive heart attacks and dropped right on the field. Incredible scandal. Incredible scandal. This vaccine is killing and maiming and crippling so many people. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, because if you think the vaccine's a bad story for America and the open borders as criminals from around the world pour into our country is a bad story, the third bad story, right in line with those two, is the crime wave in America. In every city, if you own a retail store, people are going to walk in, steal everything they can, and they're going to walk out usually untouched because everyone's a pussy cat. And they don't want to do anything. They don't want to upset the apple cart. They don't want to pull out a gun and be accused of murder for defending their own property. So I've got the answer for you. All these smash and grabs at retail stores at a crisis level. Every day in America, small business under attack. Owners of retail stores are getting robbed, involving violence, trespassing, high-value products and goods stolen. It's time to think about non-lethal self-defense for you, your employees, and your business. If I owned any retail store, I would have my non-lethal hero 2020 to give me recourse from these thugs. Can you imagine how much fun it would be? Some homeless bum, piece of garbage thug walks in your store, and he looks at you and laughs and starts grabbing clothes, and you walk up to him and go, boom! It's got a laser sight. You put it right in his face or right in his chest. Boom! Did you blow him away? Is he dead? No. He's on the floor going, I can't see. I can't breathe. You call the police. He sits on the floor for 10 minutes. You tie his hands. You make a citizen's arrest. The police come and arrest him. You keep your clothes. You keep your jewelry. You keep whatever he was stealing. He won't die. It was a tough 15 minutes. He couldn't breathe. His chest closed off. He couldn't see. His eyes were blind. Now he's fine. You're not getting sued. And you're not getting charged with murder. It was self-defense. You prevented a robbery. You didn't kill anybody. Hero 2020 is non-lethal, much more powerful than pepper spray in a can. It's perfect for anyone that wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional handgun. Hero 2020 will stop an attack. No one dies. No one gets injured. No one gets sued. Do what I did. Protect yourself and your business and get the Hero 2020 today at hero2020.com. That's hero2020.com. And use the coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero 2020, the code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root, special discount. State restrictions may apply. So for the rest of the show upcoming, I got so much to talk about with voter fraud. First of all, another scam today. Do you realize that the Russian ambassador at the United Nations in front of the entire UN, every country attending, brought up America's stolen election today and said America threw out a duly elected, legitimately elected president, and they seated someone who's not the legitimate president of the United States, Joe Biden. He literally said that today in front of the whole United Nations, and yet there was never one mention in the media. And my buddy who pointed it out to me said, oh my God. An hour later he called me and said, they've changed it. All the articles say the Russian ambassador brings up the big lie and says America's election was stolen. Now they change the headlines and say America helped Ukraine steal Ukraine's election. Total lie in the media.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United Nations General Assembly voted to reprimand Russia over its invasion of Ukraine and demand that Moscow stop fighting and withdraw its military forces immediately. The United States Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
We've seen videos of Russian forces moving exceptionally lethal weaponry into Ukraine, which has no place on the battlefield. That includes cluster munitions and vacuum bombs, which are banned under the Geneva Convention.
The General Assembly voted 141 in favor and 5 opposed, with 35 nations abstaining. It looks like drivers are in for more sticker shock at the pump today. Gas prices jumped at least 4 cents overnight. AAA put the new national average at $3.66 a gallon for regular. That's 12 cents higher than a week ago and 26 cents more than a month ago. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
welcome back to the show. The Root's on fire. You know who's not on fire? Well, on fire in a good way. This guy's on fire in a bad way. He really is on fire. Might as well pour gasoline on yourself and get on fire. If you're a Republican congressman and you have to admit you had an affair on your wife with an ISIS bride, some chick that left America to go fight for ISIS came back to America and he's banging the ISIS bride. You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me. Representative Van Taylor, Republican of Texas, has suspended his campaign today upon admitting an affair with the ISIS bride, Tanya Joya. About a year ago, I made a horrible mistake that caused deep hurt and pain among those I love most in the world. I had an affair. It was wrong. It was the greatest failure of my life. He's suspending his campaign. He went to a runoff, and now I guess the guy who finishes second automatically wins the GOP primary. Keith Self should now win the primary. It's a district Trump won by 14 points. Should be a safe district for the GOP. But this guy is not admitting. Having an affair is one thing. Having an affair with the ISIS bride is a whole nother thing. Someone who was a terrorist? What, do you like having sex with terrorists? Are you out of your mind? Ooh, Republican sex with terrorists turns me on. Are these people kidding me? Wow. That's some strange stuff. Chris is really... I got Chris laughing now. Right, white Republicans with terrorists. Ooh, what a turn on. Unbelievable. Please put your gun in my face while you have sex with me. These people are crazy. What kind of a congressman has sex with a terrorist? Oh my, an ISIS terrorist. Holy crap. All right, Sons of Liberty, Vitamin D3, sponsor for this segment of the show. I know I've got my guest waiting. I know. But Vitamin D3 is great stuff, and Vitamin D3 spray means you never have to take a pill again. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new Vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 spray provides 15,000 IUs daily. It tastes great, and it's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 spray. For all my listeners, go sonsofliberty.com. That's the website. Go sonsofliberty.com. G-O sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 for Wayne Allyn Root at checkout. You're a fan of Wayne Root, use the code WAR15, 15% off forever. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. All right, we've got Josh Manning. We always have a fun time with Josh. We always set aside a couple of segments for him. And we talk about, you know, we shoot the real you-know-what. Two guys just talking live on the air. He's the senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. And he's going to talk about today's most popular stories at WesternJournal.com. Josh Manning, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Wayne, I'm cracking up. You can't start a segment with me with that story.
Yes.
That is so insane. And the Western Journal is a conservative Christian publication, and it is very hard for me to keep a Christian outlook on a story like that. There's so many jokes.
Can you just picture the guy screaming, just yell your ISIS, honey. Yell your ISIS. Oh, my God.
How did weird is happen? That? I don't know this story.
I don't know. He must have had her at a town hall event. He must have had her at, like, a town hall event or something, and he said, ooh, that ISIS girl makes me hot. I don't know. What the hell? That is so... Yeah. I'm into jihad terrorists. Oh, my God. What a weirdo.
There's an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, where Larry, who is a Jew, hooks up with an Arab woman, a Palestinian woman, and shenanigans ensue. Can you imagine what those dates were like?
Can I tell you something? Look, listen. I never had a problem with, say, interracial black and white, with, say, a Jew having sex with an Arab. None of that matters. But having sex as an American with an ISIS bride?
Somebody who wants to kill you?
That's bizarre. That's so bizarre.
I draw the line on mixed marriages where one spouse wants to kill the other.
Having sex with terrorists, I mean, you know how every time in real life there's a sex scandal of any kind, they name a porn movie after it? I could just picture the ISIS in the title of whatever future porn movie, the GOP ISIS scandal, I don't know, whatever it is, they're going to make some joke and they're going to make it rhyme with something that rhymes with ISIS, who knows? All right, look,
Wayne,
Josh.
They say we're intolerant. I don't know how we can be more tolerant, Wayne, when we're willing to take on terrorists.
He's taking her on a ride.
With terrorists. That's the ultimate intolerance, right?
He's trying to preach unity, I guess, with terrorists.
The ultimate unity relationship. That's right. Joe Biden talked about unity last night.
I'm not saying
this
that.
This guy is living it out.
Yes, Chris was just saying something about the Gaza Strip, but I'm not going to get into that.
No.
All right, so the strangest moment of the State of the Union last night. Let's get into that, because that's one of the headlines at westernjournal.com. Strangest moment is Nancy Pelosi jumping up out of her seat and cheering like a cheerleader and sat down like nothing ever happened. And it was cheering over something about tar pits? What was that about?
Well, first off, have you seen the video on this, Wayne?
Yes, I saw the video.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. I love this. We saw it happen. We were watching from the newsroom live last night. We saw it happen. None of us knew what to make of it. It was the strangest thing. So first, let me give you the line that Joe Biden delivered, and then we'll talk about how she responded to it. He was talking about his unity agenda, and that includes support for U.S. veterans. We can all get behind that. He says, "My administration is providing assistance with job training and housing, and now helping lower-income veterans get VA care debt-free." Okay, well, that's great. "Our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan faced many dangers. One was stationed at bases and breathing in toxic smoke from burn pits." Many of you have been there. So first off, I don't know how many of the people sitting in that room had been to toxic burn pits. Pelosi, however, jumps from her seat, and she doesn't move particularly quickly in general. She springs up from her seat, starts rubbing her. She's not rubbing her hands together, Wayne. She's rubbing her arms together with her hands up at the top. It's a very strange gesture, smiling, beaming. And then she seems to notice that something's not quite right, and she sits back down as if nothing had happened. And we batted this around in the newsroom. I think I have an explanation for it, but I'm wondering, Wayne, do you have an explanation? What do you think happened?
She's drunk. That's what I think happened. She's drunk. The lady is blitzed. What do you think?
It looks to me, mine is not that much different than that. I think she is probably on, and I don't know this, I think she is probably on so much medication. We have seen her do strange things like this before and be disengaged and have word salad. She's not sure what she's saying. She clearly, sometimes she's not even sure kind of where she is, what the context is. I think that's it. I think she is so old at this point and she is so decrepit. And I don't mean that in a pejorative way. I think it's just reality. And Wayne, if there's one thing we've learned over the last week, it is that the United States has to project strength and self-assuredness. Trump was strong. He was self-assured. And he would never have been caught dead doing something like this. But, yeah, she looks like she's either drunk or she's high. She's on medication that has her in an altered state. And this is not the leadership that the United States needs at this point. It's not. I was no huge fan of Paul Ryan, but imagine Paul Ryan versus this.
Josh, probably both. I'm guessing she mixed alcohol with some sort of drug. It's probably both. And you said something about a unity. What was that name you used? It was a unity plan.
Yeah, so the unity agenda for the nation.
Okay, that's what that Republican congressman was doing with the terrorist girl from ISIS. It was a unity agenda. Don't you understand? It's a unity. It's a unity of his you-know-what with her you-know-what. Lots of unity. Okay.
Lots of unity. I'm telling you, it's inclusive. Wayne, I can't think of anything more tolerant than that.
Yes, it's very inclusive. Yes, it was included in her you-know-what. I mean, it's just, you got to be kidding me. He had chosen to have sex with
you. You can't make this stuff up.
Isn't the ISIS Bride from one of those famous movies like The Bride of Frankenstein, the ISIS Bride?
And you're right. There will be some kind of horrible porn knockoff of this. But, Wayne, we are in a surreal... I don't know what's going on. This doesn't feel like reality anymore.
Think how the wife feels. She goes to church every Sunday and he screws the ISIS Bride. Oh, my God.
How? What do you have to feel like when your spouse would rather hang with a terrorist than you? I mean, what does that say?
Well, sex is pretty boring at home, I guess.
But she's... Yeah, but I mean,
situation. It must be very boring.
Right. Well, I mean, I guess she'll let him do anything to her because exactly. That, you know, abuse seems to be fine in those relationships.
Oh, my God.
From what I understand.
Right. Let's get off this topic. I can't take it anymore. Let's get off this topic. He had a Republican that had sex with the ISIS bride. Wow.
Well, hey, that, you know who that opens the door for, though? I don't know what's if you're that? Watching that race. That opens the door for some really Trump country what's his name? The guy who was running against him is a super pro-Trump, super skeptical of the election. Gosh, what was his name?
Well, I gave you the name of who came in second because they made the runoff together. This guy got 49% of the vote, and the other guy's now in the runoff against him. So Keith Self is the one that's in the runoff with him. So if Keith Self is that guy, that's who I think moves on to the general election would be my guess on how this works out.
Yeah, so that's got to stink when you're an anti-Trump Republican, and it turns out your guy, who, you know, he's totally fine with the way the election turned out and everything, when it turns out the guy you were counting on is having an affair with a terrorist. That's so unfortunate. How do you contingency plan for that, Wayne?
I don't know. I don't know. I dig the smell of terrorists in the morning. I don't know. I don't know. Remember that famous line, I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Napalm in the morning.
Robert Duvall. Robert Duvall. What was the name of that movie again? We went up the river. What was that
Apocalypse
movie called?
Now.
Apocalypse Now. There we go. I dig the smell of terrorists in the morning. In my bed. In my bed. Oh, my God. This guy's strange. Strange. We'll be right back. More with Wayne L. Root and Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Today's most popular stories at WesternJournal.com. I guarantee you, there will never be a story that gets more eyeballs than Republican Congressman screws ISIS bride. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do? And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. And the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat, and I've kept the fat off for over a year, and I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the War 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com.
State law restrictions may apply.
Raw and unfiltered.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No more. I can't even say it. No more ISIS brides for me. That is the craziest thing I've ever heard of in my life. Who meets an ISIS bride, a woman who left America to go screw the entire ISIS murdering terrorist army? And you think, gee, I want her. I'm going to cheat on my wife. That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. That a Republican congressman could ruin his life that badly over the ISIS bride. My gosh, that is so bizarre. But that's the world we live in, right? Real life is so much stranger than even fiction could imagine. You'd need a Woody Allen movie to psychoanalyze a congressman who ruins his career by screwing an ISIS bride, a terrorist. Wow. Yeah, days of terrorism. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show because I'm a healthy guy who wants to think positive and get more healthy. No more ISIS brides. Not allowing that anymore. Chelsea and John Jubilee are regular guests on my show. They're sharing their breakthrough science every month with my listeners. The science is called inner cellular hydration. And Energized Health was fantastic for me. I lost 25 pounds of fat, almost all of it the dangerous visceral inner body fat. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days, and I've kept the fat off for well over a year now, about 15 months, and I'll be on this program for life. It works. It's fantastic. And everywhere I go, people tell me I look younger, I look better, I look healthier, and I'm just so thrilled when they keep coming up to me and telling me that. I'm just so proud, and it's all because of Energized Health. Don't take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea are transforming the lives of my fans, and right now they're giving everyone 40% off. Just say the word war, and you get 40% off. War for Wayne Allyn Root, the 40% decisive action discount. Take action, say war, get 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895, toll free, 888-444-8895. Change your life, 40% off the war discount. All right, back with Josh Manning of Western Journal. So a GOP representative, Josh,
has introduced a bill to ban aid to Ukraine until the U.S. border with Mexico is secured. Look, I couldn't agree more. Why are we worrying about anything going on in Ukraine? Anything. No matter how terrible it is, and I don't like what's happening, and I think Russia is a bad guy, but Ukraine is no saint either. But, you know, George Soros is on their side, so I'm sure not taking their side. So I'm not taking either side. I say stay out of it and put the troops on the Mexican border. Protect America.
It is so remarkable in all of this, Wayne, and it's Matt Rosendale and Madison Cawthorn are the ones who are pushing this legislation. And it's like the State of the Union last night, Wayne. He spent the first 25% of the speech talking about Ukraine. So what we got was the State of the Ukraine speech. And I'm with you. I don't want to see Putin invade another country. I don't like seeing big guys pick on little guys. And I'm politically predisposed to distrust the Russians. But, yeah, Ukraine is not some bastion of liberal democracy. They're corrupt it's not going to be why in the world we are looking at that, laser focused on that, when we are having 2 million, in 2021, 2 million illegals cross the southern border. The entire Russian army is only 1 million people. We had twice that cross our border in 2021. And we've done nothing about it. Joe Biden has done nothing about it, and the left is not concerned about it at all. They do not care. They are more interested in securing Ukraine's border and protecting Ukraine's history and Ukraine's culture than they are in securing the American border and defending our history and our culture.
Sellouts. No question about it. It's very scary. And by the way, Ukraine is not just corrupt. They're probably the most corrupt nation on the planet Earth. And I think a lot of this war has to do with that corruption. I said early on in this game, Josh Manning, and Josh Manning, by the way, is senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. I was one of the first in the country, if not the first, to say that I think this has something to do with the corruption of the Biden crime family inside Ukraine. And I think that Putin's looking for all those records. And I think Biden is scared, you know, as they say, crapless. He's crappy in his diapers. That this is out there. There are people who are witnesses, and there are records in Ukraine that could bury him and cause him to go to prison. So that's why he's so quick to want to defend Ukraine. They're holding stuff over his head, and Russia's going after that stuff. So I think all the corruption has a lot to do with why we are so desperate to be in the middle of this conflict. I don't want to be in it. I just don't.
Well, it's the funniest thing, because if you recall, I know you do recall, Trump was trying to sell javelins to them. Trump was trying to arm them, and remember how the Democrats hated that. And in fact, he was impeached over that phone call. And, they acted like it was a horrible crime when Trump did it. Had they let Trump do what he needed to do, the likelihood that Putin would have invaded would be less. It doesn't mean he wouldn't have, but certainly the Ukrainians would have had a better shot.
Well, the likelihood would have been less if we didn't have Biden as president, who then killed all of the drilling in the United States and all the drilling offshore and killed all the pipelines. And we wound up, gas prices went through the roof, and we wound up buying foreign oil, and we made Putin rich beyond his wildest imagination. We funded this war, exactly. I don't want to be in this war. All right, Josh Manning, great to have you on, as always, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Go check out all the headlines at WesternJournal.com. Josh, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right, Wayne on the Root, the Root's on fire. The War Machine. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.